Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Music Talk Radio, with your host, DJ JNOG, on the 1, 2s, and 3s, give everything you need to proceed in this illusionary place that we call the world. What's going on, people? First off, I want to say peace to the gods and the goddesses known and unknown, as well as peace to the ancestors known and unknown, and includes you, and includes me. Hope you had a good week so far. If not, hope the next week will be better. Without any further ado, we jump into today's show. Got some special guests that should be calling in here soon. And while they do, I'm going to start with some knowledge right quick. Hold on a second. This is from a book that y'all can go, anybody can go to Google. And type this in. It's called A Black Root Science. And this is chapter 16. It's called The Causes of Illness. Like the first, let me see here. It says, what causes sickness? Are there separate causes for every sickness, or is there one genetic reason why people become ill? This is a question. And here's the answer. This may sound strange to most people, but among the people of the black nation in their natural environment, there is no sickness. Sickness did not exist before 6,000 years ago and will cease to exist after the end of this cycle. All sickness is caused by neglecting some aspect of your character. That would sound even stranger to all modern people who have been raised and educated to believe in the physical causes of sickness alone. Every illness is related to some aspect of your character. The body is a unity of all aspects of character, and neglecting one or more of them results in illness in the corresponding parts of your body, which one that may be. Among our people in a natural environment, there is no neglecting of any part of our character. We also know the proper foods to eat and the right times to eat them. So sickness does not have the slightest chance to exist amongst us. Got my queen on right quick. Bring her in. All right, goddess. Angelica, your mic's hot. You wanted to say anything real quick before we take our first break?
Hello. Yes, sir. Hello, hello, hello. How everybody doing? I know it's almost at the end of the year. Just want to do a shout out for everybody. Everybody out there that's doing good or bad. Hope you have a good day today. You know, by the end of the night, but we're about to get this started. get it started good. So I'll pass the mic back over.
Not a problem, not a problem. Go ahead and do this other part right quick. And I'm going to read a little bit more of something that wanted to talk about, the even the common cold. You know, cause most people get like a common cold. You know, it's common. And it says, what about the common, even the common cold? And the answer was, even the common cold. Isn't it obvious that the common cold is caused by stress? When the weather changes, especially from one season to the next, it exerts an external stress on the body. If the body is already under the internal stress of modern life, then you easily become prey to what they call viruses. If you could remove all internal stress, thereby restoring that aspect of your body, external stresses would have no effect on you. Read one more part. This is a question. It's almost impossible to remove internal stress. There's so much pressure in everyday modern life. The answer. Yes, it is. This is the time for such things. It wasn't always this way, nor will it remain this for much longer. Another question. I know you said to keep the questions to the present subject, but you mentioned the cycles before. Can I ask you more about that? The answer will be, well, we'll have enough time to discuss all the details concerning cycles, but first things first. There are 10 festivals that we call life rituals. During each one, the people are taught about the aspects. The character of every individual develops in a timely manner starting from childhood. The first 17 aspects of a character are taught to children from the age of 7 until they're the age of 14. This is what the originals, what they call the school system. It was set up that they were to attain the three or four times a week rituals a week before about 7 months of every year. The attendance is not continuous. Naturally, they break during the planting and harvesting seasons and at any other times. As already mentioned, the ancient calendar division had a week of 10 days, making 3 weeks to every month. The 12 months have 30 days in each, with 5 or 6 days added to each end of the calendar for each year, depending on which it's a regular or a leap year. This calendar is exactly as our ancestors, the ancient Egyptians, recorded in their writings. They kept this system well into about 2,000 years ago, which meaning that this was the premium calendar. All right, so take our first break of the day. Get our vibe in and talk. Come right back after this. Real Soul Music Talk Radio.
Satellite radio, you next to me.
Right.
Legs like Nestle, they constantly test me. I'm clear that the rest be trying to out-finesse me. But love is real, I can tell how it feel. Say what you want, but keep your lips sealed. You can run your mouth, talk extra slick, and strip in front of the plasma. Yes, it's sickening. Belly dance for your man, make eye contact, make the player react. In fact, crawl on the bed while your man's laid back. Run your pedicure across my six-pack. Hold my dice, baby, roll for ice. You free to move around, I won't control your life, but just keep you heated, treat you how you want to be treated. You got an appetite for love, I'll feed it.
Like my favorite scene in the best movie,
like the air that I breathe. That's what she is to me. Like a song I just wrote, or like coming home when I've been gone too long. That's what she does to me. I wanna always have this feeling. Ooh, your love is so amazing. Tell me, tell me, tell me, baby.
Tell me that you never go.
Girl, it means so much when you're out of touch. It's like seeing you for a moment or two. Girl, the thought of you is what gets me through. I wanna always have this feeling.
One of the things I do every single morning is I tune myself. We are truly our own tuning forks. We are our own cosmic sound. We hold all of that energy inside of our physical beings. And you can tune yourself. The best way to tune yourself is by saying your name. And you can do this by sitting on your bed or just getting in a comfortable space. And you say your name until that vibration aligns you down to a subatomical level. So I'll just sit there and say blue and allow it to drop down in your body till you feel it at the tips of your toes and all the way to the top of your head. And you say your name. This will allow you and a reminder to sort of, you know what it's like, Brother Bilal? It's almost like giving your aura an assignment. So that your aura knows where your personal boundaries are. So many of us are so empathic and we're so sensitive that we're picking up everything from everyone around us that we don't know where we start and where we end. Mm-hmm. And a part of that is because we haven't become comfortable inside of our own physical bodies. And by tuning yourself, by saying your name, you're going to know that vibration. It's going to send ripple effects all throughout all of your energetic body and your etheric body so that you know when something is coming to you or coming from you. But if you never settle into you, you could walk in Starbucks and the person in front of you could be having a horrible day, a terrible day. And guess what? you're going to pick up everything that person is feeling. You're going to pick up everything that person
uh-huh.
is thinking, and you're going to take it with you. You're going to take it with you to your job. You're going to take it with you when you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden you left the house singing and smiling, and your mood just takes a dive, and you're trying to figure out why.
Uh-huh.
And 9 times out of 10,
uh-huh.
it's not even coming from you. Because we hold our true feelings of the essence of who we are, not in our hearts, but inside of our own solar plexus. And we have to learn what that feels like to be inside of our body and be grounded mentally. We know how to do a lot of physical grounding, but you have to ground your mind and your spirit as well. Too many of you guys are walking around like quadriplegics. And you're hanging outside of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why sometimes you're spooking yourself out with your own spirituality. So, yeah.
Yeah, because you come too opinionated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that crystallized idea. You're thinking your way is the only way. You have figured something out that you don't want nobody else to figure out. And that's not going to work. Because I could, and you could best believe what you feel you know the most of, someone know that shit triple and quadruple of what you
oh,
think you know.
Indeed.
And when you really set yourself up to meet that person, and then you're going to be feeling some kind of way when they shut your ass down. And this is where that, what we call negative energy, come from. Because
that's
that
right.
person just busts up your old idea of how you saw something.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So,
and that's why we can't take none of it personal.
That's right. So, use that time in the morning and really, really sort of get yourself centered, set an intention, you know, do sort of your collecting of yourself, a coming together of yourself, and really, really be able to be grounded.
All right, Real Simply Talk Radio, we're back after a short break. First off, I got another caller. Got my brother over here. You know what it is. I'm going to bring him on. Going down, buddy. Mike, side on me. Want to say something right quick before we even say anything else?
Well, I just want to say peace to all the guys and guys who's online right now, man. That's pretty much it.
That's a bit. Well, shoot, man, tonight is an open mic right now, open mic night. You know what I'm saying? It's no particular topic that I was kind of touching on. I was just, you know, I just always try to give people some information that they be on. So, shoot, if you got something you want to share with the people, man, with the family, man, hey, we all ears.
Well, I was just listening to what y'all was talking about, you know. And I have started trying to meditate and, you know, find my true self and be, you know, in tune with my own self, as you could say, you know.
Hmm.
I've been doing a lot of research on it and stuff. And I heard her talking about auras and stuff, and you can actually, like you said, if you're around somebody that has a negative energy or, you know, they having a bad day, you can pick up on it and you can take that with you. You know what I mean? It'll bring your whole day there.
Hmm.
Like we all are. You know, just a ball of energy, man. That's all we are. So.
Hmm. Okay. Yes, sir. Nothing wrong with that.
A lot of different things that I've been reading up on, listening to, you know, about, you know, how we came to be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem like that. Shoot, I appreciate it. Go ahead. If you have more to share, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Well, no, go ahead. I was just trying to see what you were about to say. Go back.
Okay. Yeah. No doubt. I was gonna let McQueen jump in. I know she had something she wanted to jump in and say.
Oh.
Go ahead, Goddess. You got it, sister.
Okay, right on. Just off of what he was saying, you know, and everything that he's saying is correct. You know, it's all about your aura and the energy that you give off. And like you were saying, you know, the sickness and the, you know, within your help is within yourself. If you connect to someone or maybe someone that you don't even know, they feed off energy. It could be bad, it could be good. It just depends on how you absorb it. You know what I'm saying? It's about your mind state. It's about how you think about it and how you can give off on it yourself. You can either take it in or you can not. You can refuse it. You can find a way within yourself. Like you said, meditation. It helps you be in tune within yourself where you can control your vibe and your inner, your energy within yourself. When you're around other people. Like somebody can be around you, they can be whatever way they is. And by meditation, it helps you control the energy and the people that's around you. Whether you refuse, endure, and engage in whatever they got going on. You can refuse that energy. You don't have to talk to them. But if you're a simple-minded person and you don't actually lose your mind instead of just going outside your head and just going off of whatever it is they doing, meaning being a follower, and you need a leader because your leaders are here, just like the men that are speaking that. We need more leaders out here. You got to think for yourself and not let people think for you. You know, you got to be open-minded, but also be strong-minded. Don't be weak. So that's one thing that they've been doing for the millennium and making them strong, but take your mind. You can't be weak minded, you gotta further educate. So what he's saying is correct. The energy that you absorb can be your downfall or can be your lift to you and how you absorb it. Good or bad. How you take it. If somebody's upset and they mad, don't mean that you have to be mad and upset about it. You could be positive about it. You could switch that negative and make it good, whether they like it or not. It's your choice. Because it's their choice to let you know or feed or give it off or however it is, whether you're talking to them or you're just in the room. It's you. That's how I feel about it.
No doubt, no problem with that. Sure appreciate that input. Yeah, I wanted to, you know, this open mic discussion, you know what I'm saying? And I know Buggy said a while ago, you know what I'm saying, you're just getting into this information. And I did want to touch base with you offline here at Stone, and I got some great books that get your hands on some good foundational knowledge, you know what I'm saying, that you will like. So yeah, we're gonna keep it going though, you know what I'm saying? Open mic right here, you know what I'm saying, no particular topic. We're talking about the illness and everything like that. So I'm gonna get your how you feel. You know, whatever you came up with through your research or anything that you might want to share with the people about this, you know, this coronavirus. Should we be afraid of it, or is it just a hoax?
Oh, man. I think it's a cloak, man. You know, it's just a distraction. So it's something deeper, man, you know, that's actually going on right now, man. If you're not really in tune with with the God that's in you, I mean, like, everybody's blind to it. I mean, even we're blind to it. But I'm coming to to trying to open my third eye up to where I can actually see what's really going on. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Like, it's a lot of different things that they use to distract us. You know, us being the people, like I was saying earlier, I'll be listening to, this guy, Rashad Jamal White on Facebook, man. You need to check him out. He really be going in depth, because he's actually unlocked, 65% of his, his DNA, and it's like, he really in tune with that, he just where he get his information from. So, I mean, some people, it goes so deep that some people would think it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So you can't, like, just come out with this information and just kind of, like, expect somebody to believe what's going on. But as far as the coronavirus, man, I just believe it's a hoax, man. It's another agenda.
You know what?
Keep us bonded down so they can go ahead and whatever agenda they have, they can go ahead and do it. While we're in the house, can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
And they actually push these vaccines on them. That's what they're really trying to do. But a lot of people not gonna go. That's my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. I put it like this though, Luggy. I'm a research person, I don't consider myself no teacher or nothing like that.
And
I actually came up with the actual I put it like this. Would you know that the coronavirus actually has a patent number?
I didn't know that.
And as well as the same people that made the coronavirus also sold the vaccine to another company. I'm not going to display that right now because I ain't trying to be dead by tomorrow. But I do know I do have that information.
Correct.
So, but yeah, I'll send it to you. You know what I'm saying? Well, better yet, I'll wait till the next time you come down and I'll give it to you personally,
right now.
On a piece of paper, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So, do you believe that it's real or it's something man-made, basically, that's what you're saying, right?
Yes, sir. What I'm saying is that I actually got proof that I can prove that the coronavirus is not a epidemic or a pandemic or what people want to consider an outbreak of a virus. No, what I'm saying is that I got proof that stuff was made and generated in a particular lab. And I will say this, though. It was in Fort Detrick, Maryland. You can go on Google, type that in. It does exist. Fort Detrick, Maryland. It's weird because Fort Detrick, Maryland is like close to the White House. So, it makes sense. But outside of that, they cooked that stuff up there, and they sold that virus to another company.
So was it like for pharmaceutical purposes? That's another way
that,
they can make money or what?
Yeah, that was it. That's it right there. That second part you just said. It was all about making money. It's not about healing people or curing people or nothing like that. It was all about making money. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they're about. I mean, because it's funny. They had one special. I watched a lot of documentaries. Had this one documentary on like a couple of weeks ago, and the documentary came up and was talking about like flu shots, flu virus. And they was talking about like they got so many different shrine of flu. He got like swine flu. He got, I mean, I know you heard like different type of different.
Yeah,
flu,
I mean,
virus.
Type A, type B, C, all that.
Yeah, you know, so it's funny because it's like the only way that I've been figuring this out because I haven't flu shots since 2000. And since that time, I have never came down with the flu. But I've noticed that people that actually do take the flu shot, they end up coming down with the flu at some point.
Exactly. I mean, I don't get it because I don't even, the reason why I stopped because I don't get the flu. I don't get the flu shot. I don't get the purpose. I mean, they're injecting you with a dead strain of the flu.
Yeah.
And it sits and lays dormant until you actually catch the flu. And then it's like, tough. Like, I don't get it. Like, why would you put something in me dead and it's not going to do nothing but just sit there unless I catch the flu? Then it's just like, it just wakes up and, you know, like, no.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Shoot up, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We got 2 minutes left, though. I was gonna say, you wanna say any lasting words to the family, real quick? We're about to go ahead and sign out.
Man, well, I just appreciate the call, man. If I can go ahead,
I probably knew I caught y'all off guard.
Well, you know, the last time I called. I think that was Sunday or whatever. You didn't have one, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
I was just on TV and I guess just call whenever, you know, see if you got one going or not. I don't know, specifically know what time.
Oh, well, what I do on my end, I just try to hit you up before, you know, I have one.
Yeah. Okay,
normally,
that,
you know, yeah, for sure, man. But hey, shit, bro, I sure appreciate you calling in, you know, right? You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah.
Appreciate
hey,
you calling
anytime.
In. It's just.
Anytime.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling in, man. So, it's just, you know, open mic. But, yeah, I got some other stuff that I've been researching in, and I'm going to get with you offline, you know what I'm saying, off this, and, you
right.
know what I'm saying, get your info.
Right.
I got some ebooks and stuff that I want to send you to you and, you know, get you on that. We'll go from there.
Yeah, that'll
but,
work.
But off of that, though, bro, shoot, we're going to go and close it out, man.
All right, that'll work.
Man. Yes, sir.
All right, peace to you.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear nothing no more. I'm finna hang up.
There you go, baby. Queen
oh,
wanted to say
I'm
something. Go ahead.
Oh, my bad.
We got a few more minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, well, just off of what y'all were saying, you know, whatever y'all got to do. I just want to say for all you listeners out there, if you are listening, the people that I asked also to listen in, if y'all are out there, just know you need to further educate yourself. I mean, if you didn't like the show or you didn't think you was interested, that's fine. But if it's something that you want to talk about, excuse me, that might need to be spoken of or anything, just do so. Let us know and go from there. I don't be on the show as much as I should because I don't be in tune to know everything it is they might be talking about at the time or I might be busy. But just to let you know, we are really educated. We're not dumb. We're not slow. I mean, no matter where you at, research and stuff is easy to, you know, search or look up on. All research is not true. But make sure you get your facts straight and make sure you have your stuff good before you come onto this show now because we ain't trying to sell no false nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know that. I'm just speaking up on what I know within myself and what I believe in because I'm a leader, not a follower, you know. Can't nobody lead me into nothing. If I'm going to lead anywhere, it's going to lead myself into what I'm thinking. I'm not trying to mislead you in any kind of way. I'm just saying, open your mind. Open your eyes. Like Kim folks said, your third eye, which is something that people don't think about, but you have one. Just think about that. Come on now. You're not slow and you're not dumb and you're not stupid. If you don't open your eyes to see what's really going on around you, sometimes just chill, sit back, fall back, look and observe and be quiet sometimes, and you'll see a whole lot of stuff. Because if you're so busy talking, you can't hear anything. You can't see nothing but what you're thinking in your head. Just fall back, look, observe, be open-minded, and just chill out. You ain't got to say and comment on everything that's being said just to be for some attention. If you're seeking some attention from outside people, you ain't going to get nowhere. Seeking attention for yourself and give yourself some time. I just want to tell everybody, it's okay to be stingy with you. Slow down. Beep. Chill out. Sit down. Calm down. Like Kim folks said, meditate. You don't know how, learn. It's videos you can watch. Or whatever it is you want to do that you can think of that can calm you down. It helps. Take stress away. Mind, body, and soul. Each one teach one. Coming near you. I always say that. Each one teach one coming near you. Anywhere. Wherever we can get it out to. Just listen. But also observe. You can't listen without your eyes. You can't pay attention without your ears. You would say paying attention is with your eyes, listening is with your ears. I just said it backwards because some of you people don't understand. Sometimes you got to say things a different way for somebody to understand because they act like they don't understand. That's why I said it like that. But see, just by me saying that, that will make you think and correct me. I didn't say it wrong. I just wanted to see if you was listening. That's all I'm saying. Listen, observe, pay attention, fall back, be quiet, shut up, and look, observe, and listen. You got senses that God gave you. Use them. Don't let them go to use. They there for a reason. Because if not, everybody that's moving it forward and passing you by, you ain't going to see nothing. Because they done already passed you up. Way back here, and then try to get mad because somebody over here, you way over there, and you mad because you ain't where you supposed to be. That's a personal problem. Because if you doing what you need to be doing, looking, observing, and listening, you'll be where you need to be, wherever that is. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to talk about nobody. I'm just saying in general. That's why you got to fall back, listen, observe, and just chill out. Cool yourself. How? I'm trying to say all the things I can think of for the listeners that's out there that's a little bit lower than what we think they are in that standard, because we can get education, and we can get educational as well. We can use the niggerdom, bring it down some for the people that's down there. If you down there, that's your fault. I'm just saying. It's sad we got to say these kind of things for the people that don't understand. You know, we try not to be ghetto, but sometimes we got to do that a little bit for the people that is not being judgmental. Just saying, because that's where I'm from. I'm from there. I know how it is. I know how things go. People will judge you because you don't know something. But it's up to you to be open-minded and think. Stop thoughting, thinking. Stop thoughting, thinking. Stop thinking, thoughting. Thoughts are false. Think is something that's reality. It's real. That's something you can't run from. You can thought all you want, but that think, it's going to be there. You either listen to it or don't. Simple as that. That's all I got to say. And I'm done. Passing the mic.
All right, y'all.